One of the questions you might be asking yourself is, when is a cancer considered to be hereditary and how does this manifest clinically? The critical first step is that a pathogenic variant had to be inherited from one of the parents, and most genes involved will be tumour suppressor genes. In this case, the pathogenic variant is present in all of the individual cells, and thus this individual is predisposed to develop cancer. If you like, they've already taken their first hit or step down the pathway towards developing cancer. The cancer is then only initiated when there is loss of heterozygosity for this allele in any other cell. Contrast this to an individual who did not inherit a pathogenic variant. In order to develop cancer, they would have to acquire the first mutation at some point somatically to get their first hit, and would then have to receive their second hit within the same cell or one of the daughter cells from this original cell to initiate cancer. So, can we identify patients at risk of developing cancer due to a familial mutation segregating within their family? In many cases, the family history is very helpful in making this determination. Typically, in families with inherited mutations in cancer-critical genes, you tend to see increased incidence of cancer on one side of the family. Note that these do not necessarily have to be the same type of cancer, but they have to be related cancers. Thus, we will see clusters of individuals on one side of the family with breast and ovarian cancer, for example, or colorectal and endometrial cancer. We also tend to observe a younger age of onset, and if the organ is bilateral, bilateral disease is much more commonly found in inherited cancer versus sporadic cancer. In this module, I will focus on several familial cancers to highlight the genetic basis of cancer, the clinical manifestations, and contrast this to sporadic cancers.